I'm trying to talk my mother into being a suicide bomber right now. Well, seriously. I mean, because she fits the profile. She's terminally ill. Basically, it hasn't been diagnosed, but she's been chain smoking cool mild 100s for 48 years. She couldn't walk up onto this stage without coughing up chunks of green shit all over your nachos like some kind of respiratory Gallagher event. And she's miserable. She really is a miserable, angry person. I moved her out to Florida 6 years ago or something. I moved her and her 7 cats, get them a one-bedroom apartment in Hollywood, and all she's done in the last 6 years is sit in that apartment and farm cats and chain-smoking bitch. It's down to 3 cats now with 1 kind of teetering on the fence because they just sit there in her apartment in the secondhand smoke. She won't even let them outside and have a decent chance of chucking themselves under a bus tire to fucking end it all, right? It's too dangerous on the street. They keep the cats in. So they breathe a secondhand smoke and then it turns into third-hand smoke, fourth-hand smoke. That's the cats, they're like furry air filters. That's all they are. And they're not even furry because they're all greasy with nicotine, like old curtains, and they die right in front of her, and she doesn't even notice for days because she's watching Crossing Over with John Edwards trying to figure out where she'll be in a month, drinking dollar store Robitussin trying to cure throat cancer. It's not going to work, Ma. Come on. And she's just a hateful, angry, hates everything. She hates the traffic, and she hates the neighbors, and this goddamn, she hates you, and she hates, just hates. She's like me without jokes. She's just hateful. But she loves me. And she'd do anything for me. And she's suicidal. I mean, in a logical sense, like, it's not a desperate, I can't go on another day. And she's suicidal in that way. She knows that day's coming when the lung tumors get bigger than the breast implants. She's going to cash out. She's not a woman who wants to die with a lot of tubes going in and out of her, milking off the estate. Yeah, she's going to cash out. But instead of giving her the big bottle of Xanax and the quart of vodka like my brother and I have planned for the last few years, why not instead, seriously, rig her up with some heavy explosives and have her take out some shit we all hate on her way out. Nothing with a political agenda like the terrorists of today. Oh, this will solve Middle East peace. Kaboom. No. Just take out some shit that we all hate. Some personal pet peeve that's an irritant. Have her take out a DUI roadblock or a Ashton Kutcher or something that's an irritant to everybody. Something no one would complain about. Because then